Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
All right, so let's take a look back at the weekend at the games that did happen and didn't happen because of weather, especially in Minnesota. Joining us now is the Wall Street Journal's Nanda DeFino, sports writer, giving us a look around the NFL and to people who got an unexpected day off. Right, Nando?
Oh, that's right. It was fun, actually. Old-fashioned, like a snow day.
Snow day. Well, there was not just the Metrodome in Minnesota that collapsed, and it's going to be some time before that roof is repaired, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, if you saw the video, it doesn't look good.
No. So they're going to be playing, the Vikings and the Giants will play tonight at Ford Field in Detroit.
Right. And the people of Detroit can see a team win for a change, I guess.
A team wins in Detroit every week.
That's true.
it's just not Detroit.
Right. Even the home jerseys might have a chance to win this week.
That's right. All right. But Brett Favre said he wouldn't have played Sunday even if the game had happened. Is he going to play tonight?
Brett, I'm done with this Brett Favre enigma thing. He does this all the time with, is he retiring and is he playing? So, I mean, he probably will. He's got that streak going where, he's played more games consecutively than anyone in the history of the NFL. So I'm going to say yes just because that's what happens with Brett Favre. There's a chance he won't because he's hurt, but I'd say he probably starts at least, and then if he finds out he's too hurt, he might just, take himself out.
Well, and the coach had said also, going to a different team, of course, that he nearly benched Mark Sanchez, so Brett Favre's not the only drama going off.
No, Mark Sanchez, I mean, it's whenever it rains, the Jets just seem to kind of fall apart, and that's what happened last night. I mean,
in the game against
Miami. A little
bit
of rain. They did the same thing the first game of the season against the Ravens. They're not looking good. Two bad games in a row.
All right. Miami won that game against the Jets. But let's go into the playoffs, because obviously there's three games left. And we have one team, and that's New England. We know for sure they're going into the playoffs.
Right. They're the only team that's clinched so far.
And so what other teams are likely to get there?
Pittsburgh pretty much has it wrapped up. They just haven't earned their little X next to their team name that they've clinched. Atlanta and New Orleans have probably made it. They've got, 10 and 11 wins each. Outside of that, though, it's kind of fun. I mean, a lot of these teams, 9-4, 8-5, and, the guys are breathing down their necks in all the divisions. So, outside of those three, it's kind of wide open.
But, okay, the Chicago Bears, what are your prediction there? Yes, no?
The funny things can happen there because the Bears, they're 9-4. A couple weeks ago, it looked great, but I mean...
They got stomped yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got stomped.
That whole theory that the Bears shine in cold weather?
No. It's like when you throw New England into the mix, everything kind of goes awry. Like New England throws, wrenches in everybody's plans.
All right. So Chicago Bears, iffy. How about the Eagles in Philadelphia?
Yeah, the Eagles look good, but I mean, the problem... The NFC is weird because there are so many teams kind of bunched together at that 9-4, 8-5 point that... if the Giants win that division and say like Tampa Bay has the same record as the Eagles, Tampa Bay could get that wild. You could get three teams from the AFC South and then just the division winners from every other division. It's going to be fun. It's going to be one of those things where the newspaper the day before is going to print 17 different scenarios of how this team can make the playoffs. And it's just going to be mind bending and, it'll drive you insane.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have the same record as the Saints, though. So I'm assuming the Steelers have a pretty good chance.
Oh, yeah, I think the Steelers, Baltimore is right there next to them. But even if Baltimore wins the division, Pittsburgh's record is just so much better than anyone else who might qualify for the wild card.
Well, there's three games left, and we still have some up in the air that makes for interesting three games. Nanda DeFino will be watching as a sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks.